I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. 21 Israeli soldiers killed in Gaza in the deadliest attack since the war against Hamas began 3 months ago. Charles de Ledesma has details.
Israeli reservists were preparing explosives to demolish two buildings in central Gaza when a militant fired a rocket-propelled grenade at a tank nearby. The blast triggered the explosives, causing two-story buildings to collapse on the soldiers inside.
Meantime, our Joe Fetterman reports Israel has made a ceasefire offer.
Officials say that Israel is offering a two-month pause in fighting. During that time, Hamas would release hostages that it is holding captive in the Gaza Strip. In return, Israel would release Palestinian prisoners that it is holding. Hamas's leaders also would be given the opportunity to move abroad.
Hamas has rejected it for now.
They want a permanent halt to the fighting, and Hamas's leaders do not want to leave Gaza.
Again, that's the AP's Joe Fetterman, and I'm Ben Thomas.